Welcome to Hometown Pros. I'm Eric Bergstrom. Today, my guest is Renee Salvatore from Written Dreams Publishing. Renee, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Now, in your book, Open Your Heart to the True You, you help people find themselves and what will make them happy. But really, before you can help others, you have to help yourself. What were the steps that led you to your journey of self-discovery?
Just proverbial searching. Just I needed something, and I kept looking, and that's what I hope everybody does. Look, search.
Yeah, just be open to things, right?
Exactly. You know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher will show.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, when you were on that journey, you're taking part in that, what was the hardest part of that, of your journey?
Allowing myself to accept new things, getting rid of old belief systems that had me frozen in fear of things that, you know, my family and religion treated as demonic.
Right. And that happens to a lot of people. What got you to that point where you're able to get past that, though?
I think I was like a lot of people. I didn't have a disease like, say, cancer or something like that where you literally had to stand up and take care of yourself. But I had a dis-ease. It was no ease in my life, which kept me just spinning my wheels. And it just was unsettling. And I knew I needed to do something.
I think a lot of people are like that as well. They get into routines and they find it very hard to make a change to better themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we stick to the old belief systems that, you know, we are fine the way we are, but just like a child that advances to toddlerhood or a teenager or the middle age and then on to wisdom ages, we change. We no longer hold the same patterns we had before. So we have to change. We're evolving.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's really crazy, too, with a lot of us, you know, and I'm in that as well, as you keep doing these same things and it's not leading you to anything good, but yet you don't make a change that can get you there, right?
Exactly. They say, you know, if something's not working, doing it 20 more times the same way is not going to give you a different result.
Exactly right. Now, I read that you journal quite a bit. What part does journaling play in becoming aware of oneself?
Journaling, for me, it helps me see the deepest parts of myself, because sometimes we write things that we are afraid to say out loud. So when you can read it with your eyes, sometimes it's a different way of accepting things versus the ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Now, have you always journaled, and how'd you get started? Was it diary or things like that?
No. I never journaled.
Okay.
I mean, I might have written little poetry in school. Roses are red, violets are blue, but it was just someone said to me once, start to write to see where your thoughts are. And that still didn't get me motivated until I just couldn't handle it anymore. You know, you cry so many times in the shower alone or in your pillow until you finally say, well, this isn't working.
Right.
So maybe get the tablet and the pen out. So I would start by keeping the tablet by my bed. Because sometimes in the morning when you wake up, you have an intense remembrance of what was deeply held. So I would hurry up and write it out. So that was my main starting point.
And if you're going to do that and be completely honest with yourself, that blank page can be pretty scary, hey?
Very scary. And it doesn't mean because you journal, you want to share it. You might write it, you know, and I did a lot of, believe it or not, this sounds horrible, I would crunch it up and flush it.
Right.
Or I would take it outside and burn it, because some of the thoughts I did not want anybody to come across. And then some of the stuff, you know, I will gladly share. But getting even that book, my book I've written, I didn't write it in thoughts of helping anybody else. It was just to help me. It was a form of journaling.
It's interesting thinking about that. When you're in front of someone else talking to them, it's very easy to put on sort of a mask or a pose. But when you're by yourself and you have that blank page, not as easy to do that because you know the truth.
Exactly. And the book can be edited.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get to your book, Open Your Heart to the True You. When the listeners get the book, what can they expect?
I believe it's a very practical and easy format. It's one of those books you do not have to open and read from chapter 1 to chapter, say, 12. You can pick it up. And it's like anything in life. Sometimes what you need will just pop out at you. So say you pick it up and open it, and you open it to chapter 5, which might be ease and joy. It's probably something you might need. So it's one of those books that's a quick go-to book that you can just quickly read or resource.
Now, we got into this a bit. What do you think holds people back the most from trying to find their true selves?
Finding their true self is scary.
Yeah.
People tend to overcompensate with music constantly in their life, whether it's music or TV or constant chatter with friends, because learning and being quiet is disconcerting. It's scary to find out who you really are, because from an early age, we're programmed to be something we're not.
True.
You know, from grade school, we're taught to sit and behave and do certain procedures, clear up to the time we graduate. Are we ever really allowed to be who we are? So if you've gone for years being the perfect student, say, the perfect wife, the perfect mother, you know, reading nothing wrong with, you know, home journals and family magazines, but sometimes we try to be someone we're not. So when we quiet our mind enough to see who we really are, it can be scary, as is all new things are scary.
I think
you have to find an ease to it.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting you brought up TV and music, because I could see that, especially this day and age, but even when I was growing up, you're not sure of who you are or what you want to be, so you kind of cling on to TV and music as saying,
yeah,
this is what I believe in and this is who I am by what you listen to and what you watch. And if you get rid of that, you strip yourself down, you're really forced to come up with something else.
Yeah, and you know, we all need that social click. I mean, think about how we hold on to our friends through growing up and early adulthood. We learn off of people. You know, we emulate people. But then there gets a point in our life, whether it's through age or issues that we are dealing with, we have to step back and say, now it's me time. I need to change because I'm no longer evolving.
Very true. Well, right now I'm going to take a quick break, but I'll be back with more with Renee Salvatore from Written Dreams Publishing.